Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosha. We are back.
Hi, you.
Hey.
You sound familiar.
Oh, it's so good to be back together on the show.
Yes,
How are you?
I'm good. I missed you.
Aww.
I missed you. I was so excited for today to connect again on the air.
Me too. Me too. Oh my gosh. And you know, I have to say, I of course I listened on the last show and when you were speaking and well, the two shows and just tears, just had beautiful
Oh.
tears. Just so beautiful. Cause I could feel you. I felt you.
Wow. Wow, I just got chills as you said that. Oh, thank you. That touches my heart too. It really touches my heart. And of course, I'll go back to you too. I'm going to ask you how your captaining of your ship was going. I love it. It's so windy here today. It's like, it's a perfect sailing day, Lauren. Love it.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to put the spinnaker up. It's perfect. Zosha, have you seen where they do like spinnaker dipping? I think it's, I've never done it, but basically you're using the spinnaker or the sail to, and it's like a little, like a wooden board, like a seat, like a swing, and they use the wind and they dip you in the water. You have you seen that?
No, but it sounds fun.
I want to try that.
I thought you were going to say like in the Bahamas when the boat would hit the crest of the wave and then dip down like a roller coaster.
Oh,
That
my
was
gosh.
dipping in the water.
Wasn't that the best?
So fun.
It was so much fun. And the water was so warm. Oh.
Yeah. I feel like we're just going to giggle all day. People are going to feel like, gosh, separate them. So, like in school, you had to be separated
oh,
from
yeah.
your friend.
Yeah.
I did. I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm just worthless right now. Like, I'm just laughing so much. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So, whatever you, I, would you like me to start or?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Oh my goodness. So first off, we're going to start with the decision. Well, what prompted us to start doing separate hours? And how do we feel after doing a couple shows by ourselves and you know, and what has come of it? What's come from it? So Zosha, I will say, I'll start and please just, you know, fill in or just interject. The decision to go separate hours, it was a decision, and is it okay if I say, Zosha, how the decision was
Oh,
made?
yeah, go for
Okay,
it.
okay. So the decision, you made the, you were prompted for us to, you know, that you were inspired to go to do our own hours. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, like, well, I... It kind of caught me off guard. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I haven't done a show by myself in so long. How am I going to be able to do this? But so there was some resistance on my end at first. But that was just me needing to, you know, look at myself and what's going on with that. And so I was really nervous. You know, people probably don't know, but I was so nervous that first show where I was going by myself. But I said, no, I know this is right. This is a part of the journey. This is a part of it. And I'm so glad that you did. I'm so glad that you got that inspiration because of just how it's assisted me. And like you said, we're doing our projects right now. Anything that you want to share about that, Zosha?
Thank you for starting that. I appreciate it. Yeah, I feel like it reminds me back to what I spoke on the show about my mentor, like the feeling that I had to be there. And then when I left, I had to leave. So it's the same feeling when it came to me about doing our shows. I'm like, this is why we have the third hour. We each have our unique expression. But even before that, it wasn't a mental thing. It was just, oh, it's time for each of you to speak. It just, I had to do it. It's just a beautiful example that I get over and over of how my spirit moves. There's no deliberation. And it's just the spirit moving. So to me, that's also a beautiful example of living at that frequency of feeling the spirit. The heart leads the way. So I'm out of my head. There's no map. It's purely being anchored in the spirit, had to happen. And then upon reflecting on it, because I told you it came to me after, I feel if it's like after that Saturday show, and then I observed it, it came through me very strongly, and I observed it for days, because now you go into the head, I'm like, oh, how's Lauren's going to feel? How are we going to do this? You know, that stuff. I'm like, no, back in my spirit and just observe. I'm like, oh, there's so much beauty to this. Because I want to hear your story. I want to hear what you have to say. I have things to say. And the beauty of it, of listening to your show or my show, is being able to hold such a depthful presence with each other. In a sense, I get to feel you when you tell your story, when you share what you're inspired to share about. So I love the presence aspect of it. And the other piece is just moving your spirit. When we live our own authentic self, look what happens. Like all these other op limitless opportunities present themselves.
That's right.
Riding
Beautiful.
the waves. It's so I chuckled when you talked about sailing, because it's a form of sailing.
Ooh.
Boat.
Are you there, Zosia?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful. Something with that sailing, huh?
Riding the waves. It's just riding the waves. It's flowing like water, Bruce Lee. It's flowing. It's just, well, you go ahead and then I can add another piece. You go ahead.
And you know what? I'm so glad that you followed that prompting of your spirit, because whatever I had to work on my end, that was for me to take care of. I'm accountable to me and to no one else but to me. So it was actually a growth. It was a growing moment for me, and just the benefits of it. I am expanding. My light is growing. I'm expanding. I'm evolving. It's actually a catalyst for me to lean in deeper, to really feel myself, my spirit. And each time I do a show, I literally say, like, our separate hours, when I do my hour, I literally say, okay, spirit, what are we going to talk about next week? You got to help me. If I'm supposed to be doing this, you're going to have to help me and work with me. So I put it out there, and then I receive it like the sails receiving the wind. It's just so beautiful, and it's fun. It's so much fun. And just listening, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, to me, what you're describing is also the courage to do that. You know, it's work to walk through this, but it's also the perspective of how we look at it. And you described that so beautifully of walking through it, expanding, recognizing it. To me, my overlay with what you shared is that expansion is feeling that spirit. And it's like, okay, we can get nervous, we can get whatever. Like you said, all the stuff that can come through is such a gift to look at. And we all get to choose that. We all get to choose that because we could take it either way. Remember when Mermaid talked about in the higher frequencies, if we have a dinner party, we throw a party for Jan and Jan decides she doesn't want to come. We're still so happy because Jan's inspired to go to the beach or whatever the example was. And I feel us doing this was another piece of demonstrating this, living it. Walking the talk, living
That's right. Oh my gosh, I love that example with Jan.
love Jan. I'm so glad Jan found her inspiration. We all have Jan inside of us. And back to our own problem. If I don't feel my Jan inspired, I'm my own problem. And that's Mermaid being herself, sharing from her heart. See, it goes just circles back to being authentic. the highest frequency. It's just being authentic. It's not being right, perfect, wrong, or whatever. It's just being ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And I think there's a post on For the People about the rose. Did you see that recent post? Oh, so beautiful. Talking about authenticity. I don't have it memorized, but it was just so beautiful. There's so many amazing, it's just amazing information on For the People dot space. If you're inspired to check it out, if the listeners are inspired to check it out.
And could you imagine blooming as a rose? Now, sometimes I would overlay that. It's like, okay, does a rose analyze itself, critique itself? Oh, why did you let your petal lean to the left? It looks so much better if you go like this. Oh, can't it just be a little pinker? You know what I mean? It just.
It's so funny. No, it just is. It just is.
And you feel the essence of it. Now, can we feel the essence of our own selves? For me, that was husband the work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm starting to feel that within myself.
Yeah, I feel it in you too. That's what's exciting, to feel everyone, to feel you, to feel myself, and be so excited about it. It's like, oh, we are doing it. We are doing it. This is it. We are in the ascension cycle. We're doing it. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science.
Quite the opposite, right? It's so easy.
So simple. It's not easy in my
It's
experience.
right. It's
I
so
know
simple, a child could do it. They are. They already are. Oh, gosh.
So funny.
Okay. So I have to say, Zosha, is there anything that else that
No, it's
there's
good.
so many
Keep.
amazing things I want to discuss.
Please lead, please.
Okay.
I'm
Okay. Okay.
honored.
All right. I got the wheel on the boat. I think that's the is that what's that the helm? Gosh. I think that's what it's called. It's a big wheel on a sailboat. I know
It's
that.
the thing that moves, the thing that moves the boat.
That's right. Oh. You just sit there and sunbathe, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Got me the next time.
We take turns, yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to say, just before we start, because I'm really inspired to talk about what you shared on your last hour. And I listened to it. I was listening to it live, and then I listened to it again last night, and then I listened to it again this morning. And something happened. Something happened within me. Zosha, I have been looking for and yearning to connect and with profound depth and connection and feeling for so many years. And you can't find it in intellect. You can only find it. It's heart wisdom. Is what it is, and I was looking in all the wrong places for it, but I was seeking, and just listening to you share your story is just so it's profound. It's an activation for me. I know it. So I just have to say, I get you, I see you, I feel you, and I'm so glad that you're sharing this because. It's profound. It's so deep. It's so rich in depth. And it's like a flower in a pot that hasn't been watered for a long time. The dirt's it's dry. And then you pour water into it and it's so deeply, as I remember you said on the show with Q when we had him on our show, you said it's so deeply fulfilling. The lack of nourishment on a spirit level. That I've experienced for so many years on the way of seeking and looking. And so I say all that to say, in a lot of words, it's very nourishing to my spirit to hear your journey of self-realization and what you went through, and then sharing it with us. So thank you.
Wow. Wow, Diva, I have tears in my eyes. It's humbling. I have chills as you shared. Thank you, Lauren, for feeling me and seeing me. That's I feel the nourishment our spirits seek and feel, but I had to see myself first to recognize when someone sees me or feels me, and that somehow that was the essence of all of those years of going within, and then to be here today and talk about it and share it and overlay as Q and Mermaid were sort of the role models in a sense of them doing it. Because, and Q would always say, it's your identity, you love your identity. So, really peeling that out and getting to the essence of it. It's just coming through me. When we're all in our hearts, it's source coming through. And again, people don't know me per se and my personality and living in life of avoiding birthday party. I didn't want to be the center of attention. I just didn't like it. I wasn't comfortable. Now, because there was so much going on that I wasn't aware of, could feel it but not know it, or know it but not articulate what it was. But to be here today, to be here now in this moment with you, with all of us, and feel everybody and share, it's just super humbling. Thank you. Thank you. I have no words. Thank you.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And to be doing this, and we're going to talk, we're going to do a deep dive into this with just the stuff that I have, the notes that I have on listening to your show. But doing this, being called and pulled to it when you didn't really know why, but you just followed your heart, you know. It takes a lot of courage.
Had to do it. It's a certain point. And I had, and even at that time, I had a full life. I had my children. I was so much full of love for my children, but I just knew there was something more. And what's going on there as I look back, how does the light do this? And in some ways I could say there is an activation of the light. Of a directional, when we feel our spirit, that's the directional for me. And yeah, it defied everything around me. It defied my personality. It defied being, discerning about where I would go or who I associate with and whatnot. And yeah, it's that strong. The heart leads the way, as Key says, the heart leads the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And so what I want to say is I encourage everyone to go back and listen to last Saturday, Zosha's show, just talking about just her journey. Because there's so many pearls, in what you shared that have been profound to me. And just I take what you shared and the experiences that you shared in your life, and then I apply them to my life and the situations, the experiences in the past, no past, and now. And it helps me to sort the information, to slow down and to observe what was going on, what's going on, and then discern. And then to recognize where the decisions that I'm making are coming from. Is it coming from my head or my heart? So that is the beauty in sharing, because I know it's profoundly affected me, so I know it's going to profoundly affect others. I know it.
I love that. May I go?
Please.
I love that you share the word overlay, because that is one of the ways that helped me recognize Q sharing that I recognize the familiarity of the experience, but there was still left because I didn't know the terrain. But Q sharing his story, or Mermaid sharing her story, it's that word. I would get to observe their experience. So I didn't show up like, oh, I know how to do this. I know this. It was really an curiosity and extreme desire. I'm doing this. So I knew what I was doing. Like, what is left? I knew there was something left that I wasn't getting, and it was the Terrate aliens and the timelines. So the beauty of them sharing their story helped me see how they did it. And I could glean the pieces, the pearls that overlaid, which is kind of what you're saying, over my life. And at a certain point of reluctance in my own experience that I had shared, I recognized, oh, I have, it's my, I'm to share my story. I'm to share my story because it isn't about my vessel. It's about the experience of how the light broke through the restrictions of the vessel. So it's so rewarding, really, to hear you reflect that back to me because I'm just here living my life. I have laundry to do after the call. You know what I'm saying? And I so appreciate your reflection back to me because that too helps me. Each time I wonder, I ponder, is this how every time I get a response? And again, I just say for you sharing it back to me, reflection and response back to me helps me keep going. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful moment that that's not the right word, but it's just this realization. It's this remembering of the mission, why we're here. So I want to excuse me, I want to jump into this, Osha. You were inspired to talk about how do we know when we meet another when we omnipresence and your experience with meeting Q and your mentor, the light column. You're witnessing through you're witnessing the light through your identity. I just love what you said about that. Like, what does it look like to know Q in another vessel? What does it feel like to know Q's signature band in your mentor that you spoke of? And just sharing your story about excuse me. How you were, it was like magnets of steel. Like you shared that you spoke with him on the phone for an hour and he did your astrology chart. It was Vedic, I believe you said. And excuse me. And then you just had those magnets of steel. You had to go meet him. And it was way out of the way of you know, this is not in the time of GPS. You had all these maps spread out, finding the way to get, to get to the location. And it was just, you didn't know why per se that you were doing it, but you just felt that pull. You were following your heart and inspired. And it was just, you knew you had to go. So anything that you want to share on that?
That was beautiful. You summed it up. It's really that spirit almost, if you dance a slow dance, there's a lead. So one leads. A good dance will be one will lead and one will be led by, not overtaken by. But to me, it's that spirit was prone in my body. That's the had to of what I was trying to describe. It just had to. It defied the head. It was so strong, the head couldn't even get in the way. Oh, with the traffic or with this or the, oh, it's going to take so many hours to get. None of that got in the way. It was that strong. And I really wanted to share it as a way of what it feels like when you know with no doubt, no deliberation, that's what it feels like. How do you know your spirit? You just have to do it.
And that's exactly what I got from that. That was a great example of despite all odds, despite everything, you just have to do it. You might not know the entire way, but you're going to do it. So that's
Yeah.
ex that. Thank you, because that's exactly what I got from
Oh, good. Thank you. Good.
that. Okay, so then you brought up. Now this is a breadcrumb moment. The Sun article that recently posted on For the People, and they brought up about astrology. I believe it was astrology, and they mentioned best friend and mentor. So for you, it was all these little clues that, it's like an activation, if you will. It was harmonious. I don't have the whole thing in front of me, but just it was harmonious when you're with your mentor, and it was an activation. And just the breadcrumbs that, you know, on for the people, and how the breadcrumbs come to you. How do you recognize them with deep knowing? It's brilliant. It's just brilliant. And just to you know, overlay that, apply that to just to our individual life, as you know, what we're experiencing, and how to know when to follow something with that discernment. Is it my head? Is it my heart? So I loved that. And the other part that really touched me was in was when you said it when you did, you know, meet up with your mentor and you recognized that light. You just you, it was you had to know who you were first. Excuse me. You're the it was and now in hindsight, you know, it was the raw light column recognizing the cue light column in different vessels. Ah, omnipresence and how the light works. So before I go into the next topic, anything that you want to add to that, Zosha?
Yeah, at that time, at that moment, and that at that moment, I had no idea about Q and Ra. I had no idea about the light. I had no, I just knew to be there, and so I didn't know that. That came only, years later with Q recognizing, overlaying, and recognizing I had sort of this amazing experience. Like I knew him. But I didn't know, I'm just sorting the dots. But I knew, I'd say I didn't know myself per se at that time, but I knew I had questions. I knew there was more. So that seeking, that curiosity, that seeking of being able to witness what my question was, like, there is more. What is it? It's for me, and then my mentor has shared the quality of your questions determine the quality of your life. And when he shared that, I'm like, yes, because I had such a question at that time. I don't mean in my head a question like, are we there yet? It wasn't that. What I took that to mean and feel like was, what is the question of your spirit? Back to the heart leads the way, the spirit leads the way. I observe the questions of my spirit and then went back and, like, oh, that's what I was doing. I had these deep questions, and then that moves us in the direction. I feel like the source is the magnet. There's always a magnet. We all feel it in our heart, might not always realize it, but each question within I recognize for me out loud and quietly. Pulled me on my journey back to myself.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Something else that stuck out to me was that it was the first time in your life that you felt so seen so deeply. Because I feel a lot of people, you know, we have these questions, these questions that are, like you said, this the depth of the question, but nobody really gets it. Nobody's doing this seeking. So I loved how you expressed that. And that this was a period of your life when you were in deep, deep instruction, spirit instruction. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. Not many people get it. It's okay. But you know, when you said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I'm going through right now. Deep, deep instruction that can only come from stillness and silence. Is there anything that you want to add to that, Zosha?
Yeah, the deep instruction piece and in the silence. Well, let me hold that for a second. But when I would feel and show up to listen to Q and all of that, and I would ponder even along the whole Patriot journey of discovering the truth, and going from different rooms and different videos and whatnot, and searching. Again, I realized my spirit was my rudder. I spent a lot of time with a lot of data I really wasn't inspired about, but that's okay. They all were my pieces, but every time I switched, I made a choice. I left. I was moving. Always, we're always evolving and moving when we're in our spirit. And it came to me, I felt, okay, that it doesn't make sense to me if everyone just ascends. You know, trying to figure out, there was sort of, I felt this pressure, like ascension was going to happen now. Like, that doesn't make common sense. That's not logical to me, because how is everyone going to grow? If we just ascend, that doesn't, you don't get to work through the heart. So in fact, it will take away the opportunity to ascend, for us each to ascend, for us each to be empowered. Ah, the beauty of no savior. That's us. And then it connects to my mothering and recognizing over the years, I'm an enabler here. I'm not allowing my kids to develop their own butterfly wings, because they come in to fix it, to take away their pain or to take away their discomfort. So really having those reflections of a mother and this journey of going within in my own path, that makes common sense to me. That we all will go through this inner instruction, inner, deep inner instruction, if we choose. Now, I'm not trying to put anything on anybody, but that's just my interpretation of it. And you just hit that point. That deep inner instruction of seeing it in yourself, as you shared. You can't teach this.
No.
You could, we talk about it, right? But, and you've said it many times, you just, even doing the shows by ourselves, that's walking through it. That's courage. It doesn't always have to be yielding a, you know, a weapon or something like that. That's this profound courage. And it's a journey that isn't yet followed by the masses.
Yeah. Well. And I love what I love, just to add on to that, I love just letting your children develop their own butterfly wings. That's beautiful. That's beautiful because, you know, we want to avoid, we want to, most people want to avoid pain, you know, and not saying that we like it, but it's just, I remember in your hour when you talked about, okay. This happened, that happened, but can I maintain my state, you know, maintain neutrality through it? That takes a lot of courage, speaking of courage, and strength and fortitude and dedication and commitment. Profound. Yeah, so that's just so many amazing pearls.
It relates to, I mean, there's many times we'd be inspired to speak about military training and whatnot, and I would share at my time, it was like military training, because my mentor Q in that vessel, no, there's wisdom there, there's memory there, there's knowing, there's using all of light, one's light, to know this. And then to know to disseminate it to. Now, I could say, without going too personally, there was also a point where my mentor sought regularly feedback from us, because he too didn't have a map. He too was living that, following the spirit about what he would speak about, what he was inspired to. He'd change, you said you change your show midweek. He would do that too and share it. The beauty of us communicating and sharing what we go through is a seed for someone else, I feel.
Agreed, like a ripple.
Yeah, exactly. And you can never really know how, I was sharing this with my daughter, you can never really know how you can affect someone, because she was sharing something with her Marines, and I said, you could never know that young man in 10 years, that seed might develop then. And it's because you express from your heart, your perspective at that moment. And then you go on and keep following your inspiration.
Wow.
So again, it all points to the beauty of us on the radio, others on the radio, really sharing our heartfelt stories. And I just know also at the same time, my bag of breadcrumbs got so large. It was, they had to be shared. It wasn't a conscious choice. I don't know how to explain that. It was a reluctance. But at a certain point, it was my spirit. It was a separation of the spirit, the personality. I don't really know how else to say it.
And just to piggyback onto that, the beauty in and at first I'm like, oh, I wish I could be, at this place, at this stage. Why am I not, ahead, and or why I feel like I'm behind? But really, how is that going to assist humanity in ascension? Because we're all, it's so beautiful. We designed it for ourselves. It's designed and created by us for us. I remember Q saying that on one of the shows perfectly. So I'm at a certain spot, you're at a certain place, and so on it goes. So it's going to touch someone if they choose listening. So it's brilliant. It's brilliant how this is all, how it's all, how we created it and how we set it up. Because like you said, where's the growth? Where is the expansion if we all ascend at the same time?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where's the easy button?
And I had the blessing of being with my mentor to prep me. Again, it was just, wow, this is a choice. I didn't know, and I kept going. But again, it was that moment. So the beauty of there's no time. We're just now. That takes off the hurry. Waking up to the truth of this world and whatnot. I felt in a hurry. I don't want to miss the train to ascension, all of that. It's like there's no time. There's no time. So there's such relaxation in that when we really tape up our clocks or disengage from the pressures of, quote, the matrix or the false light. See the beauty, the intelligence of what that was all about, to try and get us in this hurried state. And it connects back to me when you reminded us of how we do this. How does the light do this? And we come in waves. And Lauren, also, when I reflect back constantly, when Q spoke, I can only speak from my own experience, when he spoke, at times, if I called him with a question, how amazing it lines up to now, just now. Now, I could have beat myself up, but I didn't get it 2 years ago because I didn't. It's just, oh, the seed will develop when it's meant to develop, as long as I keep moving forward and I keep looking at it. That's my work. Be in peace. I don't have to do anything. It's such a contrast to, but that's the way. That's the way.
That is the way, Lao Tzu. That is the way.
That's funny.
Gosh. Just to talk about, speaking about quote time, because I was going to say something that and I just forgot it, Zosia, but okay. You bent space and time. You change. Okay, hold on. Choose your words here, Lauren. Slow down. So you had to catch a ferry. You'd go to your mentors. It was every week y'all met, and it was about 50% of silence, and then the other 50% of the time instruction from your mentor. And you had to catch a ferry, on the to get back home. But you had to stay afterwards to talk to him. You just had to. But because you were led by your heart, the time, like, you always were able to, you were never late, you never missed the ferry. So when what is that what is it Q says, when the fabric of your cre help me out here, Zosia.
Yeah, the fabric of your creation changes.
Yes. So anything you want to share on that?
Yeah, it was even without being aware of that. I would go to retreats minimum. Well, I went to every retreat, and they were at times 6 times a year, and then sometimes they were 10 times a year, and there was always a really long week-long one. And each, it's a lot of work to travel, leave your kids, get your everything sorted out at home, pack, endless. But yeah, that in my journey was always a ferry. So it's like making a flight. If you miss it, you miss it. And certain times of the year, you couldn't get on the following one because it would be so booked. But like you said, I just had to be there. The light in me had to be with the light. The spirit in me had to be there. And I'd be looking at my watch as someone in front of me. I mean, there are some people waiting, but no one like this. It's like, I have to catch a ferry. I'm like, I'm just waiting. All right, I'll give it like 10 more minutes looking at my watch. And every single time we got to connect, and like you said, every single time I would be driving. Maybe my foot was a little heavy at times, but honestly, every time I'd pull up to the turn where I'd get close to the ferry, I was like, wow, I have 20 minutes left. How, just every single time. Every single time. So when we're it's again proof. When Q mentioned that the fabric of your creation will change. I had that. I had those experiences. Oh, that's what he's talking about. Wow, that's why slower is faster. And my light got to activate and grow more, being in the presence with, collaborating with, growing my light with, that the rest of the world fell away. It didn't, we don't, we're not in time. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely does.
And that's for all of us. That's for all of us.
Wow.
We just let, we can walk out of that mental prison whenever we want.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And just being it, the neutrality, it's so beautiful. It's, I am starting to experience it and learning how to sustain it more and more. And it's just like, wow, you can't teach it. You just talk about it. And if people are inspired to, want to experience it, that they will. But
Can I throw in anyone listening to you or people who've listened to us regularly can feel it in you too? That's also the feeling when you could feel the frequency of others. You could feel you. It's almost when you know someone in ways longer, you can feel the change, right? It just feels just more flowy and floaty. So, it's impressive. It's beautiful. It's I don't know. It's just exciting when we're all butterflies and flying.
It's expansive. It's like, right? It's just
And limitless, limitless.
unstoppable.
There you go.
So I would say that is a great example of how it works when you when you're living from your heart. Space and time will mold, and it'll mold to it, you can change time. It's just
And our creation, I wanted to make the ferry, right? In a way, I'm making this ferry a command, an internal command.
That's right. That's right. So then we go. So then something else that's stuck out to me was you, when you were at these retreats, it just, you were in, it was silence, you moved into silence, and obviously when you're not, because you're doing the inner work, but silence, contemplation, and introspection. It's profoundly beautiful. I mean, what does that mean? What does contemplation, deep reflective thought, and you're not in a hurry trying to figure it out. Introspection, the examination or observation of one's own mental and emotional processes. I'm just reading here, but because I had to look it up, I'm like, okay, all right. So that's, can you talk about going into that space of contemplation, introspection? What was it? Contemplation, introspection, and what was the other? Sorry, Zosha, what was the other one?
I don't know.
I had it written down, and of course now I can't.
Present?
Contemplation, introspection. Well, we'll just go with that. I know it's there. It'll come to me. And the silence, silence, contemplation, and introspection. Yes.
Well, in contemplation, it's a beautiful, really beautiful question. Actually, I've never been asked that. It's a really beautiful question. And at that time, I could just say technically at the time, you could take pure knowledge, I'll call it that. You know, what does Q say? Go within. Well, what does that mean? So for me, that was a contemplation in silence. When essentially get when it was a head to heart drop, because that's what we did. Even when we meditated by not numbers, not dates, we'd fall. The head would actually fall down and look at your heart. It would sort of bobble down. Interesting. And look at your heart. So it's almost the true knowledge can slip down, just like Ron says with the elevator, can kind of slip down and dwell in your heart. And when in my experience, I just sit with it. Now, sometimes you're not aware, your brain is not functioning really. You're not analyzing it maybe at first, and then that just stops and you're completely, I was completely in my presence. And the work happens. It just happens. And just over time, it grows and the knowing grows. And to me, that's the same as what Q is sharing. It's up to us to contemplate and ask those questions in a sense. And to me, sitting in the chair, sitting in quiet, I could just say, go within. And there's so much depth and dimensionality to that phrase alone, individual to each of us. Could be different each day, but it just grows and grows, expands, expands, and expands. So to me, that's contemplation of any phrase. We used to take the phrases of the mystics, of the Qs and Ras. Same thing, going within. They'd all say this is an illusion as well. What does that mean? So whatever was inspired, there's only one. That was a big one for me at the beginning. There's only one. What does that mean? There's only one. So it's just a repetition in a sense, an internal repetition in the silence versus the hurry. Sometimes there's like when I mentioned Darshan sitting and being with that being with that consciousness coming through them. And the spirit interprets it, the spirit develops it, it does all of it. But then the brain will kick in to try and look at it. You know, that's how we dance, our spirit and our body dance. Does that answer? Does that
Yes, it does. It does. I was going to bring up Darshan too. I'm so glad you brought that up. Now with this, excuse me, with the silence, with the sitting, you mentioned there was after you were, you know, you've been doing this for a while, there's no need to meditate anymore. It's not this, oh, I'm going to meditate. And meditation's beautiful. I'm not knocking meditation. But you know, and I remember Q saying it's a great way. I love that you can relax, but really it's just the meditation. You're just a state, it's your state of being in neutrality in your heart. And that's it. So anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, Q also pointed to meditation is leaving your body. Now, if you don't know where you're going, that's for me what I got and overlaying with my years of meditation. If people are leaving, it's a way to be hijacked. So I feel that's where he was sharing about that. And the beauty of going within was holding your presence with yourself, owning your presence in this body. That's, you know, I could overlay with that as well because I was in states of bliss and transcendence, but I do say I was in great care and realize I have the capability to do that or the presence of light to hold that space, if that makes sense. Because again, this is where discernment comes in. I used to go to yoga class, I'd meditate. I'm like, something was off. I didn't know they're lovely, but it was just again over time observing, ah, this way or that way. Now I see the difference. Not everyone knows. They can talk about it, but it didn't feel authentic. So it can sometimes lead you in another direction. So that's a piece. That's why the beauty of meditation, you don't have to do it. It's what you just expressed, which I forgot, but it's with us right now, just being in our heart and holding our presence in our body. We don't have to go anywhere. We're here now. We're the light in these vessels. That
Wow.
is meditation to me.
I am starting to I'm starting to get that. I'm starting to experience it. It's just such a profound piece.
Can you describe that? Can, if you care to.
Oh yeah. Just practicing sitting in stillness and, observing what's going on with the brain. And it's like that movie with Ryan Reynolds. What's that movie, Zosia? We've seen it where it's the video game movie.
Oh, Free Guy.
Yeah, Free Guy.
Free Guy.
And he goes and he goes and he's in this constructed reality like we're in right now. And he goes and one day decides to change up his coffee order. And the barista is like, "What?" Like so
Glitch.
like the glitch, right? And everybody's freaking out. No, he's not going with the program. I would liken that to the brain, to the mind. And that is the work of breaking through this version of human, if you will. The governors that's been placed on us is okay, I see what's going on. I'm observing what's going on. Am I going to react to it? And it's okay if I do. This is a journey. And just when you do get to that place of being in your heart and pure presence with yourself, it is you don't need anything. You don't need anything outside of you. It's all right there, and it's such a feeling of you just feel like you're in a different place. I don't know if I'm doing a great job of describing it, but there's you slow down. Go ahead.
Do you find the fulfillment there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. And the piece I just want to share, it was very interesting that you said, I feel you said something about a mind or like getting out of the body, like the brain telling you, don't go there, don't go there. What came to me through the week was it's like our body has these landmines or booby traps sometimes. Kind of what you're pointing to. It's like, oh, nope, we're going to loop around here. Don't get that coffee. But when we observe it, it came to me. It's like, oh, that's fascinating. Princess Diana, who said they're not human, that's a bold statement at the time. But to remember those famous pictures of her going in the land where there were landmines. And it came to me. It's like, oh my gosh, another meaning to that. Clear the landmines from our own vessel.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that. Oh my gosh, so beautiful. Connecting that.
Fulfillment within, go within. That's where it's all at. And then we realize and remember our powerful creator selves.
That's right. That's right. And all the technology that we're seeing, like it's a bridge, right? Oh my gosh, 2 minutes. We actually have it within ourselves, in our hearts.
Wow, that's amazing. Yes, we do. Go within. That's why sometimes people can write someone off. It's like it's hard to get customers. I knew
Yeah.
that in my retreats. It's hard to get customers, so to say,
Yeah,
because it's
because
that yearning. It's pain. It comes through. It doesn't have to be, but
exactly. Oh my gosh.
I
Okay, I
know.
can't
I'm
believe.
so honored by you. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
Oh, I love you so much too. This is so much fun, and I love doing this with you. And we're doing it. We're growing our light. We are doing it, guys. So, Tosha, do you want to close this out?
No, you do.
Oh,
Such a good job. Go, girl.
okay. Thank you to our subscribers. As always, we love you dearly. And to if you're interested in learning about what's going on, check out forthepeople.space. What's going on in this world? A beautiful website. And I will leave you with this poem by Rumi, a Persian poet that was posted on forthepeople.space this morning. If I love myself, I love you. if I love you, I love myself. And with that, we would call that's a wrap, BBS.